Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Holy cannoli! What a day! Wayne Allyn Root, the nation's falling apart! I keep telling you, I don't know if we're going to be here by 2024. I don't even know if we're going to be here by next week. My God, the nation's falling apart. We're under transgender attack. The extremist, wacko, mentally ill, dysfunctional, transgender robots are killing us in mass murders. And that's like the weakest story of the day. Louisville, bank shooter, ID'd as a portfolio manager who goes by the pronouns he and him. Oh my gosh, identified as Connor Sturgeon, and he's a he, him. And his father is a big gun control guy. The liberals are attacking. But that's only the smallest part of the day. Now, in response to that, they want to take our guns away. White House pushes gun control before the details of the Louisville shooting was even known. And now that we know it's another mentally ill transgender, we don't have a gun problem in America. We have a transgender mental illness problem. They hate us for being normal. And they're not normal. They're abnormal. And they're dysfunctional. And they have an anger and a hatred towards us. And they want to destroy us and kill us. So there's story number one. That's not even the most important story of the day. There's a new report out. Joe Biden's White House was involved in the raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. They ordered the damn raid. They lied and said they had nothing to do with it. It's the government coming after Trump because he is ahead of Biden in the polls. Number one opponent of the President of the United States, and they're going after him, they're persecuting him. And then we've got the FBI Richmond document exposing deep state spying on Catholics. The FBI thinks you're domestic terrorists. Jim Jordan says the FBI is infiltrating Catholic parishes. Exactly. On Easter Sunday, we found out agents engaging in outreach with Catholic clergy to inform on Americans practicing Christian faith. So just let me give you a little guess. Being that, you know, most of the priests are all gay and they're all having sex with little boys, they probably watch them. They find out the priests are having sex with little boys. The FBI's been spying on them, and the FBI blackmails them and says, we want to know which one of your parishioners is a conservative Republican Trump supporter and anti-abortion because we're going to spy on them. So rat on them for us, and we won't tell people that you and little boys are having sex. I mean, that's the way the world's going now, isn't it? Pretty sick. And Breitbart Business Digest, the economy slowed in March. The manufacturing index of the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia fell for the seventh consecutive month. It's a reliable indicator for factory activity across the country. When Philly, as in Philadelphia, Fed activity drops, so does the nation. Similarly, the Institute for Supply Management Index fell in March, the fifth consecutive decline. And so we've got a big problem in this country. And on Friday, I reported on what I thought was an even bigger problem than all of that. Small businesses are going out of business at the fastest pace in the history of recorded United States. In other words, they haven't recorded this in 1776, but they've been keeping records of businesses going out of business since, you know, maybe 40 years or 50 years in the history of taking that information down and releasing to the public. Small businesses are going out of business at the fastest rate ever. And that means they're going out of business faster than during the height of the pandemic in 2020. In the COVID pandemic, when the entire country was shut down, and everybody, not me, of course, but, you know, some of you were afraid of dying. At that point, less businesses were going out of business than are going out of business now. You think something's wrong? I think something's very, very, very wrong. Very, very scary what's going on in this country. And so it's just story after story. Blockbuster stories are breaking today. And if you thought, well, that was bad enough, let me give you the biggest story of all. I haven't even gotten to that yet. Chinese aircraft carrier seals off Taiwan and sends 58 planes to buzz the island. Do you understand? We are on the verge of war with Taiwan. On the verge of war with Taiwan. I repeat, if you don't understand it, we're on the verge of war with Taiwan. And why not? As I keep saying, China knows our entire country, our entire society is exploding, imploding. All we care about is climate change and transgender and rainbow flags. And the country is imploding. You can't run a country for the 4% of the world that's gay. And you can't run a country for the 1/8 of the 1/8 of 1/8 of 1/8 of 1/8 of 1/20th of the country that doesn't know if they have a penis or a vagina. And you can't run a country for climate change, and you can't run a country for equity, and you can't run a country for social justice, and you can't run a country for diversity, or a country goes under and companies go under. And this is happening left and right in our society because they're putting people in positions of power who have no brain power. They don't deserve to be at the top just because they're black, just because they're gay, just because they're of color, just because they used to be an illegal alien. They don't deserve to be the CEO or in the top echelon of management of a company or a top official in the Biden administration. That's why the country's going under. So the Chinese are laughing at us. The Russians are laughing at us. They're all looking at us as retarded misfits. That's what they think of the United States of America. We're a bunch of retarded misfits, and they're going to come in and cut all our throats and kill us all if they don't drop a nuke first. Probably nuke first, then show up in the cleanup phase and cut all our throats and enslave those who are left. That's what their plan is. Trust me. Because they see us as a bunch of retarded misfits, dysfunctional losers, a country built around transgenders. Unbelievable. At the moment China is threatening Taiwan, a Department of Defense official testifies that the military must be a safe space for the non-binary. I mean, I keep telling you things that aren't a joke. They're not Saturday Night Live. This is real. Department of Defense official testifies the military must be a safe space for the non-binary. Sorry, folks. I want the military to be a safe space for mother trucking killers, murderers, Navy SEALs who are the toughest in the world that as soon as they see you, they blow your brains out. That's what I want the military to be filled with. Macho men whose blood is coursing with testosterone, who love to kill. That's what we need in the military. Not little gay men with pink purses. Not transgenders who aren't quite sure what they're going to be using today, their penis or their vagina. Not transgenders in a dress, high heels, and lipstick. It isn't going to fly. It isn't going to work. That pig won't fly. Okay? My God. Our country is so freaking effed up at this point. A top Department of Defense official offered testimony to Congress that doubled down on the video's underlying message. The armed services must be a safe space in which each and every member feels validated and affirmed on his or her journey. I can't even believe I'm reading this. His or her journey of self-discovery. Oh, my God. I liked it when you had sergeants like Lou Gossett that talked about there's only two things in Texas. Queers and cows. Was it queers and cows? Was that deers? What was it? What was it? Tell me again. Steers and queers. That's what it was. Steers and queers. I thought it was queers and cows. Steers and queers. Had a rhyme. And instead, now you've got a guy with a pink purse who tells you to fly the rainbow flag and be careful you don't hurt anyone's feelings. We've got to kill the enemy. What do you mean worry about feelings? Are you out of your mind? You know, don't make a bad comment to a person who might be, non-binary. Oh, my God, you might hurt their feelings in the military. How are they going to fight a maniacal killer? You know, how would you fight the Nazis if you're worried about the right pronoun? How would you fight the Nazis if you're flying a rainbow flag? This is insane. The video discussed how to make the Navy a safe place for people who wish to explore their gender identity. This is incredible, folks. You're not supposed to join the military to travel the world and have sex in each port with another man. You're supposed to join the military to kill all enemies of the United States. That's the only reason to be in the military, to defend our country and to kill everyone who threatens our country. Not to say, am I a boy or am I a girl? This is insanity. The DOD's chief diversity and inclusion officer, did you know the Department of Defense even had a chief diversity and inclusion officer, told the House Armed Services Committee that the concerns young Americans have about safety are negatively impacting military recruiting. Potential recruits do not feel safe reporting to work for fear of discrimination. So now the military has to be a safe space, or the little snowflakes who might get their feelings hurt, men who cry, don't want to join. Well, that's good. I don't want men who cry with pink purses to ever get near the military. Even if, I don't care if you're gay, I don't care if you're straight, I don't care if you're black, I don't care if you're white. I only care if when you see someone who wants to hurt my family or any American, you kill them all. You don't cry. You kill the enemy. You got that? We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard
on right now. So they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The new military theme song. An entire army of pink purse pussycats. Oh my God. Keep in mind, you know, I want someone to understand, this has nothing to do with whether you're gay or not. I don't care if you're gay. If you're gay and you think about all day long, you fantasize about murdering Chinese communists attacking our country and Russians attacking our country and Iranians attacking our country, I love you. You could serve in the military. If you're straight and you're afraid of somebody calling you the wrong pronoun, or you are scared to death of a drill sergeant yelling at you and you'll start crying, I don't want you in the military. So see, in the end, it's got nothing to do with gay or straight. You know, Barry Goldwater was my hero. Barry Goldwater once said, I don't care if a man is gay or straight. I only care if he can shoot straight. And I agree. I don't care if the military is filled with gays. If it was a nation of gay murderers, you know what we should do? Go find all the transgender mass murderers and put them in the military. Because maybe that'll work. Put them in their high heels, dresses, and lipstick and aim them at the Chinese and send them in to kill them all. As long as we have killers in the military, that's all I care about. But if we have people that really are legitimately afraid of being discriminated against, afraid of someone yelling at them, afraid of someone calling them a bad name, you know, afraid of getting their hair messed up in war, their fingernails were just done yesterday, I can't go to war, a man who says his fingernails were done yesterday, that's not a gay issue, that's just a weird snowflake issue. And if that generation is so screwed up, they can't be in the military. I'm sorry. And by the way, I've seen studies, and the studies had nothing to do with whether someone's a snowflake, whether someone is too sensitive. All the studies said was, I think it's 75% of all the young people in America who are of the age that could be enlisted in the army or drafted into the army, 75% of them are so fat, so obese, and so out of shape, they could never serve. So forget about the fact that they got pink purses and their feelings are hurt and they're crying because someone yelled at them. On top of that, they're fat.
You can't be in the military running up a hill while the enemy's attacking you. When you're fat, you got to be like Dolph Lundgren in the Rocky movies, okay? You got to be like Mr. T in the Rocky movies. You can't be out of shape in the military if you want to win a war. We need the best athletes and the best fighters in the world who could run up a hill in record time while enemy is firing down upon you. This is all so weird what's happening to America, but it's the end of our society. We're going under. You understand that, right? I'm telling you right now, I'm promising you, this is the beginning of the end. We're going under. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? That is the question. It's a very important question that needs to be answered. What are we going to do about it? Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy a lot of gold. I'm going to buy a lot of gold and a lot of silver. And Goldgate Capital is ready to give you $15,000 in free silver on your first order if you're among the first 100 callers and tell them War sent you. Wayne Allyn Root, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver. They sell physical gold and silver with your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD. If this whole thing implodes, boy, you better have some gold. You better have some silver. It might be the only thing you've got to trade for food and water and shelter. Toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. So here's that story. War drums. China encircles Taiwan and says the military is ready to fight. Communist China is wrapping up another round of military drills, rehearsing the invasion of Taiwan. And while they're doing that, they are literally Chinese aircraft carrier seals off Taiwan and sends 58 planes to buzz the island. A third day of war games, 9 warships coming towards Taiwan's territorial waters. 70 Chinese aircraft total breached the island's air defense identification zone, and 11 military ships encircle it. This includes breaches by a group of J-15 fighter jets, which is rare, if not unprecedented in history, for this particular advanced Chinese aircraft. State broadcaster CCTV on Monday announced the drills had simulated joint precision strikes against key targets on Taiwan Island and surrounding waters, and adding that forces continue to maintain the situation of closely encircling the island of Taiwan. Forces in command are ready for combat at all times and will resolutely destroy any type of Taiwan independence, separatist, or foreign interference attempt, the military statement cited in the CCTV report. Very scary stuff. War drums are pounding right now. And the question is, what will we do in response? Scary. How are we going to fight the entire country of China, combined with Russia, combined with Iran, and probably combined with North Korea?
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News update. An emotional Kentucky governor is reacting to the news that one of his closest friends was one of the people killed in a Louisville bank shooting this morning.
Tommy Elliott helped me build my law career. Helped me become governor. Gave me advice on being a good dad.
Governor Andy Beshear said 4 people, plus the gunman, a 23-year-old former bank employee, were killed. 9 others were injured, 3 critically. A majority of Americans are against raising the retirement age for those in their 20s. A poll from Data for Progress shows that 65% of Americans are opposed to upping the age. Former President Trump is warning Florida Governor Ron DeSantis not to join the 2024 Republican primary race. In a post on his Truth Social platform, Trump claimed doing so would divide the Republican Party and ultimately hurt DeSantis' political career. Trump said DeSantis would lose the cherished and massive MAGA vote and never be able to run for office again. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Great appearance today. My God, I had no idea that Blaze TV was that popular. I was on Steve Dace's show on Blaze TV, and it just blew up the world. I mean, just I'm getting emails, and I'm getting phone calls, and I'm getting texts, and my wife just got her high school classmate saw me on Steve's show this morning, and I mentioned one of the companies in my book, the Great Patriot Boycott book, and that company got hundreds of leads today. It's like exploding. My gosh, Blaze TV is very, very big. I had no idea, but maybe it's just Steve Dace's show that's very, very big. Either way, I'm very thankful, and I think it's fantastic, and I expect my book, which is number one in many categories, but it doesn't show up for hours at Amazon. I'm guessing it's going to go to the very top echelons of every single category in Amazon by tonight. So very exciting stuff. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Let Dr. Zelenko protect you with Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses, and therefore he developed Z-Shield. Z-Shield helps ensure you're not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of dormant ones. Dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox, all of them. Guess what they do? They're activated by the COVID vaccine. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. All right, we've got our guest here, Joel Pollack, Breitbart Senior Editor-at-Large, in-house counsel. I didn't know that. I didn't even know he's an attorney. In-house counsel for Breitbart. Well, host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM, Patriot Channel 125, and author of a new biography about his late mother-in-law, Rhoda Kadali, a South African human rights activist who became a passionate Trump supporter later in her life. Let's talk about it. Joel Pollack, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
You're in-house counsel for Breitbart. I never knew you were an attorney. I had no idea.
I'm an attorney, but don't hold it against me.
Well, it's just very impressive because attorneys are usually not writers and commentators and hosts of radio shows. So it's kind of an interesting angle. I did not think of you as that, so I'm very impressed. Very impressive. Your late mother-in-law, Rhoda Kadali, a South African human rights activist. Tell us about her. You wrote her biography, Rhoda. Is that right?
That's right. She was born in segregated South Africa, and she joined the anti-apartheid struggle and was part of the first human rights commission that was set up in that country by Nelson Mandela. But she resigned because she believed the ruling party wasn't doing a good enough job at holding itself accountable. And many of the things she began to warn about, like the corruption of the ruling party and the failure of statist economic policies, well, that's all come to fruition today. I was just reading in the Wall Street Journal, I have an old issue here from last week, that insurance companies are filling potholes in the roads in Johannesburg, the major economic city there, because the government can't do it anymore. The government doesn't even have enough fire engines, so the insurance companies are going out and creating their own fire crews because otherwise they get charged with the bill for payouts on these
insurance policies. To me. No surprise. Joel, I'm going to tell you something you're going to be surprised about. I'm surprised you're the attorney in-house counsel for Breitbart. You'll be surprised to know I was the next Tony Robbins until I got into politics. I spoke about success all over the world. And one of my favorite places to speak was South Africa. And I spoke in Johannesburg four times. I spoke in Cape Town. I spoke in Durban. I spoke in Pretoria. I spoke all over South Africa. Many, many times, the longest flight in the world, from Atlanta to Johannesburg, was almost 24 hours in the air, and I was flying from Vegas first to Atlanta, so it was basically well over a full day to get there, and I was just, I had crowds of 5, 10,000 come to hear me speak. I was a big hit in South Africa, and I know a lot about what's going on, or what was, as recently as 5 years ago, going on in South Africa, and how the new ruling party has just destroyed the country and never lifted anybody out of poverty, even though blacks were in charge of a country that's 97% black. They never did a thing for the black people of South Africa.
Well, I think some of their policies in the early years were helpful only because they were removing the old racist laws that kept black people out of the workforce. So when you allow people to choose their own careers, start their own businesses, they start doing better for themselves. I'm sure there were many of those people in your audiences as well, because many South Africans are hardworking and ambitious, and they just want to get ahead and fulfill their dreams like we do. But the government has now, through aggressive affirmative action policies and corruption, they've allowed the electricity generating capacity in the country to deteriorate. They've allowed crime to spiral out of control. Much of the country has no electricity for several hours a day now. It used to be
right.
A country with an electricity surplus. They were selling electricity to other countries in Africa. Now they don't have electricity. And this is the result of socialism. I mean, we have seen yet another failed experiment in socialism, and it doesn't matter that it's democratic socialism in this case, but it just doesn't work because it creates all the wrong incentives, and the people in positions of power find it easier to enrich themselves than to lift the people who put them there.
Yeah, I had guides who drove me around the country. So all I was referring to, Joel, was the fact that they were driving me around and showing me just the most incredible poverty I've ever seen in my entire life. Picture the most poor area of the United States and multiply it times like 10,000. People without running water, with sewage in the streets, no toilet bowls, you know, no running plumbing, water or plumbing. Just incredible poverty. And every one of those people in poverty was black, even though the president had been, at that point, for years black. And he had done nothing for them. So I meant he'd done nothing in general for the people. I don't mean that there aren't examples of someone who did better, who was black and didn't live in apartheid anymore. But in general, the country was filled with incredible poverty and incredible crime. And I tried to go jogging from a 5-star hotel, and they practically dragged me down. They practically tackled me, Joel, to not let me get out the front door. They said, Mr. Root, these are black guys. Don't go jogging. They'll kill you. You will never come back. We can't protect you. If you go jogging, you'll be kidnapped, and they'll start sending pieces of your body back to the hotel demanding ransom. That's how bad South Africa was when I was there 5 years ago. So it's a bad situation.
Still, I mean, if you go jogging in Cape Town, there's...
No, this was Johannesburg. This is Johannesburg.
Yeah, Johannesburg is great. I mean, Johannesburg, it gets worse every time I go. And when I went there a year ago to do the research for this book, there was one traffic light that wasn't working. Now 80% of them don't work because a lot of the copper wiring has been stolen by gangs. And, you know, people are still polite at intersections and they treat it like a four-way stop, but it's crazy to see the decay of a once great city. Cape Town still works, but that's because it's governed by the opposition, which has a free market philosophy. And there you actually see some improvement in the lives of the poor because they're not divvying up the economic pie on the basis of race in Cape Town. They are trying to help everybody grow the economy, find opportunities, and as a result, black people are doing better. One of my favorite stories about Cape Town is that they got rid of some of the racial requirements for city contracts, and as a result, the number of black business owners doing business with the city went up because what these quotas allowed the ruling party to do, the previously ruling party, it allowed them to reward their own buddies and ruling party cronies who were purporting to be previously disadvantaged and were taking advantage of the racial categories. When you just open up the system, everybody does better.
You know, I kept asking all the rich guys that are at my events, you know, what exactly is happening here? Isn't the guy, you know, it's an all-black government. Aren't they better for the black people than a white apartheid government? And they kept saying, Wayne, you just have no idea. They're very good for the super-rich black buddies. They give, you know, their cronies, they give them massive contracts, and they get rich. But the people get nothing. Nothing has changed for the poor black people of South Africa at all, they told me. Only the super-rich buddies who give huge donations or under-the-table bribes to the black leadership ever get those contracts. Very sad situation. Again, you're right. Socialism fails. Your mom-in-law, she's not around anymore. She died when? When did she pass away?
She passed away a year ago this week. She had lung cancer, but she had been living in the States for several years. She came to be with her grandchildren, and she was a very keen observer of the American political scene. In fact, she was the first person I knew, other than you, because I know you put some significant money down on it in London, but she was one of the first people I knew who predicted that Donald Trump would win the 2016 presidential election. She just had a sense about American politics. That was
woman after my heart.
Yeah, she was quite extraordinary. And I was just thinking about her a lot the last couple of weeks, not just because the anniversary of her death is coming up, but also because she would have been totally horrified by the arrest of Donald Trump last week, and she would have seen it as America going down the same road as South Africa, where the ruling party tries to put the opposition in jail.
The other thing I found from going there was I spoke to a lot of white South African businessmen, and they said to me, you know, the way the system works is, and this is what I fear is happening in America too, you know, there's an order. You're allowed to hire people. First, if there's a job opening, you've got to find someone who's black. And then if you can't find someone who's black, you got to find someone who's at least of color. And if you can't find someone of color, it's got to be a mulatto. And if you can't find a mulatto, it's got to be disabled. If you can't find disabled, it's got to be a woman. If you can't find a woman, it's got to be gay. And then at the very bottom, if none of those people are available for the job, then you can give it to a white male. So I just, that seems to be the way America's going too, don't you think?
Right, and the people who suffer most are the people who depend most on that service. So it's usually black people, ironically, who suffer the most from those policies.
Are you available to do one more segment, Joel?
I can do it. I may have to get my son to his Little League game, though, but I can try to
talk. We'll start. I just want to hear about Iran and Israel. I want to talk about that for a minute, and I want to hear about the Benjamin Netanyahu's judicial reforms in Israel, because I'm so focused on Trump and the arrest.
Sure.
I've paid no attention. I know it's a gigantic story, and I want to hear your take on it. So maybe you can answer a question or two and then run off, okay? We'll be right back.
You.
Wayne Allyn, more with Joel Pollack, Breitbart Senior Editor-at-Large, in-house counsel, host of Breitbart News, Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125. His guest this Sunday will be me, yours truly, Wayne Allyn. I'm really looking forward to being on with Joel on Breitbart News. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Joel Pollack is with us. Wayne, now the roots on fire. Joel Pollack is our guest, Breitbart senior editor at large, in-house counsel, host of Breitbart News Sunday on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125, author of a new biography about his late mother-in-law, Rhoda Kadali, a South African human rights activist. But I just want to grab him just for a quick question about Israel. Joel, we got you for a question here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I've been so focused on Trump, and more Trump that I've noticed there was massive turmoil in Israel. I get it, and I assume it's the left freaking out about judicial reforms that Benjamin Netanyahu, I'm always on his side, so I got to assume he's in the right, and the left is the one in the streets rioting like crazy, but I know it's a mess over there. Explain what's been going on, because I don't know. Tell me. Educate me.
Well, very briefly, the Israeli judiciary is the most powerful judiciary in the democratic world, and they have increased their power over the decades, and they have become stocked with left-wing judges. The judges in Israel basically appoint each other, and they veto conservative appointments. So they have a kind of power in the Israeli judiciary that law professors only dream of in the United States. And what's happened is over time they've struck down legislation that the majority of Israelis support, not because it violates some kind of fundamental right, but just because it violates the left's idea of how the country should be run. So over the last several years, conservative voters in Israel have said, we want judicial reform, we want more checks and balances on the courts. But the left has gone crazy because that is their last real bastion of unchallenged power, because the country's electorate is moving to the right and has done ever since the failure of the peace process with the Palestinians 20 years ago. So the left is rioting because they don't want to lose that stronghold. They wouldn't really even lose it. It would just become more diverse. There'd be some conservative judges for a change, and there'd be more fairness. But they don't like it. Meanwhile, the Democrats over here are pouring fuel on the fire because they just don't like Netanyahu, and that has led to almost a complete breakdown in communication and relations between Biden and the Israeli government. Biden is using this crisis to isolate Israel as it faces threats from terrorists and from a nuclear Iran.
All right. I knew. Look, I'm always on Netanyahu's side, except on vaccines, by the way, just like Trump. I'm always on Trump's side, except the COVID vaccine. I think the two of them have been hoodwinked by Pfizer and Moderna. But separate from that, I'm always on Trump's side, and I'm always on Netanyahu's side, two of the greatest leaders in world history and two of the greatest, if not the greatest, in my lifetime. But I figured with the people rioting in the streets and total unrest, it must have been a bunch of leftist troublemakers, and the court system must have been completely screwed up, and Netanyahu's trying to reform it for the better, for the betterment of Israel and the right. So I figured that was what was happening, but I didn't know, and no one in the American media tells you, as you know, Joel, other than listening to Breitbart, you'd never know what's really going on in Israel.
If you want to understand how Israel got into this situation, just look at our own history in the United States. Very similar reforms were undertaken during the era of Andrew Jackson. You know, the Jacksonian reforms that were undertaken after the population started moving west and the frontier towns and communities and states got tired of being dictated to by the New England Brahmins and the Virginia planters, and they said, we want a more democratic judiciary. That's kind of what's happening in Israel. So we've been through the same thing. We just did it 200 years ago, and Israel's going through it now at a similar stage in its history, about 70 years into democracy.
Right, and soon we may go through it again because, you know, the left wants to add, you know, a whole group of Supreme Court justices, or they want to take Clarence Thomas off the Supreme Court. So we're going to have our own battles over the Supreme Court coming soon, I'm sure. Joel Pollack, always great to have you on. Go pick up your kids at the ball game. Appreciate you being a great family man, and I'll see you on Sunday night on your show.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Joel Pollack, Breitbart Senior Editor-at-Large, in-house counsel, host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125. I'll be on his show on Sunday night. Tune in. By the way, he's got a new biography about his mother-in-law, Rhoda Kadali, a South African human rights activist. It is called Rhoda. In any case, let's move on with some of the news of the day. Before I get to Amio, I want to that's the live read. I want to talk for a second about Bill Clinton, because I've been arguing for a while now that the way to respond to Trump's indictment, arrest, and arraignment is to indict Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and George Soros and Dr. Fauci and all the bad people on the left. We need Republican red states to indict them, red state AGs and DAs. And there's an article out, I'll get to it when we get back in the next hour on both USA Audio as well as Lindell TV. I'll get to it, but it says President Bill Clinton paid Paula Jones $850,000 to shut up about sexual harassment charges while he was in the middle of an impeachment hearing for an affair with a 19-year-old intern. Why was he never arrested? Well, my question would be, I'm not worried about why he wasn't arrested then. Let's arrest him now. Red state DAs and AGs, are you listening? Arrest him now. I don't care if the statute of limitations are up. Trump's statute of limitation is up. They don't care, so I don't care. Tit for tat. You want to play the game? We can play the game. Sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Amio Life. I use their alkaline structured silver solution multiple times all day long, 3, 4, 5 times a day to build my immune system. I gargle with their silver mouthwash. I put their silver gel on my face each night before bedtime. I suck in their silver lozenges all throughout my show. The good folks at Amio realize inflation is hitting hard, so they're offering my listeners, all of you, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. 50% off, as in half off, 50. Go to AmioLife.com. AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50% on all the products I love. AmioLife.com, ROOT50.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.